The following is a paid commercial program from the Ulster County Department of Health. This is the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a weekly talk show exploring community health and sustainability with guests representing a broad spectrum of community partners working to make Ulster County the healthiest in New York State. This program is a community affairs presentation of the Emergency Department at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, a member of WMC Health.
Good morning and welcome to Healthy Ulster Radio. Today we're talking about cervical cancer and Cervical Cancer Awareness Month, which is the month of January. We have a very special guest, a returning guest actually to Healthy Ulster Radio, and she is Dr. Ashonda St. John. Dr. St. John is chair of the Department of Obstetrics and Gynecology at Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley. She's also a medical director of Advanced OBGYN Associates in Kingston. Both organizations are part of the Westchester Medical Center Health Network. Dr. St. John received her medical degree from New York Medical College in Valhalla, New York, and received her postgraduate training at Danbury Hospital, Yale School of Medicine. So welcome back to Healthy Ulster Radio, Dr. St. John. It's so good to have you.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to talk about, you know, cervical cancer awareness and celebratory of the month of January. So thank you for this invitation to return.
So Dr. St. John, for the benefit of our listeners, can we start with the basics? And can you talk a little bit about what cervical cancer is, how it's different or the same as other cancers, and how prevalent it is?
Absolutely. So cervical cancer, we want to first talk about what exactly it is. And it's cancer cells that come from the cells in the lining of the cervix. And the cervix is the lower part of the uterus. And sometimes we use the term the womb to also characterize the uterus. So if we think about it, the cervix actually connects the womb, which is the uterus, and the body of the uterus to the vagina, which is also known as the birth canal. And also, we need to remember that this is a cancer that can be prevented if there is early detection and routine screening. So knowing that this is something that's preventable, this is why this month is so important, and cervical cancer awareness is very crucial for all women to know so that they can have their screening and also participate in detecting this early, but also preventing this disease entity. Now, if we go into cervical cancer, it is the third most common GYN cancer, but also it's the third most common death amongst GYN cancers in the United States. And if we talk about this in numbers, in the United States, there are 14,500 new cases of cervical cancer each year. And however, there are 4,300 cancer-related deaths due to cervical cancer each year. And this is in the United States. Now, when we look at this cancer globally, in 2020, there were 604,000 new cervical cancer cases worldwide.
Wow.
And resulting from that number, we had 342,000 deaths from cervical cancer. So worldwide, it is the fourth most common cancer in women. So not just GYN cancers, but cancer in general. So this is why this is so important that we realize that this is preventable and that we can, with screening, we can provide early detection.
And we'll talk more about that. And in the interim, can you review for our listeners what the risk factors are?
Absolutely. So when we think of cervical cancers, we have to always talk about the human papillomavirus, which is HPV. And it's important to note that HPV is detected in 99.7% of cervical cancers. So it's almost 100%. And so when we talk about risk factors, we have to talk about what risk factors are HPV related. And those include early onset of sexual activity, multiple sexual partners, or high-risk sexual behaviors. Also a history of sexually transmitted diseases or infections, but also a compromised immune system or immunosuppression, an example of which could be HIV. Now, there's also other risk factors that are not HPV related. And the biggest one is smoking. also limited access to healthcare. And that also is illustrated in less cancer screening. And that also may be more prevalent in lower socioeconomic stratas. So again, we have to remember, we want to kind of, what is HPV related and what is not HPV related? But we have to understand 99.7% of cervical cancers are HPV is detected.
Mm-hmm. And talk a little bit about the connection between other sexually transmitted diseases and HPV. Where is the connection there, just out of curiosity?
Yeah, so what happens is that the belief is that if you have had one or more sexually transmitted infections, then you may be participating in more of a higher risk sexual activity, which makes you more prone to be exposed to HPV. It is important to understand that often HPV is relatively doesn't show many signs in males. HPV can be responsible for not only cervical cancer, but also genital warts. And this is one of the things that we detect through routine pap smear screening, is looking for HPV, but also looking for any kind of other infections. And this is why it's important to have your annual well woman visits with your providers, but also making sure that you do your routine cancer screening as well.
Mm-hmm. And when you talk about immunosuppressed, from HIV or other diseases, it's my understanding that everyone's body is different, and therefore we all have different levels of immune system health. Is that a fair thing to say? Or
yes, I think that is a fair thing to say. And I think that there are many efforts that we all can do to make sure that we boost our immune system. One of those is eating well, making sure you have sufficient amount of fruits and vegetables. There has been an association with a plant-based diet that boosts immune systems. Also exercise, doing at least 30 minutes of exercise 3 times a week will also boost your immune system. Taking multivitamins, and also not smoking or participating in high risk activities such as sexual high risk behavior or smoking or excessive or abusive alcohol use. Those all things that can suppress your immune system.
Right. It's amazing how smoking plays such a large part in all kinds of diseases, right? 4 out of 5 of the leading causes of death in Ulster County, for instance, are smoking related, you know, heart disease, cancer, COPD, stroke. You know, the fifth one happens to be opioid use, unfortunately. But smoking is such a culprit in so many disease conditions.
Yeah, I mean, smoking cessation counseling should be performed at each visit, whether the patient is being seen for just an annual GYN visit, or especially during pregnancy, during their prenatal obstetrical care visit. Because again, smoking can impact so many organs within your body. And so there are opportunities that we can help for to decrease or to wean off smoking. And there's so many options and programs available. And, you know, we want to offer that to our patients.
Mm-hmm. So Dr. St. John, if someone does get diagnosed with cervical cancer, is it treatable, and what are the options available?
Absolutely. I think that's a great question. So again, we have to make sure that we are really diligent in talking about precancer lesions and actual cancer. And sometimes after having a pap smear, and if it's abnormal, it may require what's called a colposcopy. And a colposcopy is using a microscope to actually look at those cells of the cervix to see if there's any abnormalities. And if they are, a biopsy is performed. Now, if the patient is then diagnosed with cervical cancer, then that patient should be immediately referred to a GYN oncologist. And what they do there is they will stage the cancer to look at the extent of spread, but also discuss the options for treatment and management. Now, we have to always be sensitive, because some options are delegated for a certain people. And we have to also have respect for where people are in their lives. Now, if this is a woman who still wants to preserve her future fertility, there are fertility sparing surgical options that would apply for that person. However, if they are done with their fertility, then it could be surgical intervention in the form of a hysterectomy. Mm-hmm. Now, both of these surgical options, they may or may not need the addition of radiation or chemotherapy. And this is something that depends on the tumor. It also depends on the spread of the tumor. And this is conversations that are made and decisions that are made along with their GYN oncologists who will arrive at the best treatment plan to treat their specific need.
And we'll talk about the treatment and services available from Health Alliance and from Advance OBGYN. I know that you have a lot to talk about there, but first we're going to take a very short break. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio, and we're talking about cervical cancer awareness and Cervical Cancer Awareness Month, which is the month of January. We'll be back after these words.
Heart attacks won't wait. If you ever have symptoms of a heart attack, you need to get to the nearest emergency department, preferably one with the technology and expertise to stop a heart attack in its tracks. Health Alliance Hospital, right here on Broadway in Kingston, has expanded cardiac services, including catheterization and electrophysiology. Now, for many people, Health Alliance in Kingston is the closest option to find treatment of clogged arteries, irregular heartbeats, and to limit damage from a heart attack already in process. For the first time, we have these advanced heart health services based right here in Ulster County. This expansion is part of a larger plan to bring advanced cardiac services to Ulster County and the surrounding communities. If you have heart attack symptoms, do not wait. Call 911 and get to the closest emergency department. At Health Alliance Hospital on Broadway in Kingston, we are ready to see you now. That's Health Alliance Hospital on Broadway in Kingston. WMC Health, advancing care here.
And now, Healthy Ulster continues. This is a weekly presentation of the Ulster County Department of Health on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio, and we're talking about cervical cancer awareness and Cervical Cancer Awareness Month, which is the month of January. And our guest is Dr. Ashanda St. John. Dr. St. John is chair of the Department of Obstetrics and Gynecology at Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley and medical director of Advanced OBGYN Associates in Kingston. Both organizations are part of the Westchester Medical Center Health Network. So, Dr. St. John, before the break, we were talking about what cervical cancer is, the risk factors, the treatment modalities. Now, let's talk about a little bit more specifically about what your Center for Women's Health offers and Advanced OBGYN Associates and some of the subspecialty resources that you bring to bear.
Yeah. So again, I must stress, cervical cancer is one of the most successful treatable cancers that we have in terms of gynecological cancers, but it only can be successfully treated and prevented with early and routine screening. So again, we want to kind of look at two pillars in terms of prevention. We want to look at screening and we want to look at HPV vaccination. So one, let's talk about screening, right? We talk about a pap smear. So when our patients come for their annual well woman visits, we also talk about screening for cervical cancer, and that's done through a pap smear, which is basically kind of taking a sample of the cells off of the cervix, and we're sending it to a pathologist to kind of look under a microscope to just ensure that it has normal cytology, meaning normal cells. So again, we have to say, well, when do we start doing this screening? So I want to really stress that we want to start doing routine screening with pap smears starting at the age of 21. Now, those pap smears are done with just cytology alone, And we want you to remember, between the ages of 21 and 29, you want to have a pap smear done every 3 years. All right. This does not substitute your annual visit. Now, you should still see your doctor and have your annual well woman visit. But I want to stress that we don't need to do a pap smear every year, but from it should be done for your routine screening. Now, after you exit your 20s and you enter your 30s, we then incorporate HPV co-testing. So we do both pap smears with the co-testing, and that should be done on all patients between the ages of 30 and 65. Pap smears are usually stopped at the age of 65, only if they've had 3 consecutive normal readings. So this is really crucial for everyone to understand. We can prevent this cancer, but we have to do it together. And we do that through screening and early detection, because both of those measures will render this cancer highly treatable. All right. And when we talk about routine screening, there are different reasons or medical conditions that will require more timely screening, but that's something that you'll have that discussion with your provider, whether it is your midwife, your gynecologist, your nurse practitioner, or your family medicine provider. But as long as those conversations are being had so that they can formulate the best treatment plan for you, and that they customize that approach so that all of your needs are being met.
And before the program, we were talking about the services of Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley. You talked about having some midwives. You talked about services out in Margaretville, which is in the northwestern portion of the county. So tell our listeners what makes Westchester Medical Center's or Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley's services so attractive in terms of resources and expertise.
Yes. Well, one of the things that WMC Health, Westchester, and Health Alliance has recognized is that often there are social determinants of health that impact the rural population that's very different from the urban or inner city. And one of those are transportation needs, but also healthcare access. And what we want to do is make sure that we provide access to everyone. And we understand that there are some areas that are medical deserts. So we want to make sure that we bring those services to you, so you don't have to suffer the hardship of any kind of transportational barriers that will prevent you from seeking care. So one of the things that we did start is we have assembled our team with 2 midwives who have a wealth of experience. Their names are Kathleen McGinnis and Caitlin Greeno. In addition to that, we have now provided GYN and OB services in our Margaretville location. And what that does is that our patients don't have to travel an hour to see someone for their well woman care or for their obstetrical care or their prenatal care, but they have it right in their own neighborhood. And we have an office located at 42082 at our Margaretville Hospital. And we see patients there, and we want to see you as well. In addition to that, we have now brought the GYN subspecialties to Kingston. So no more traveling to Westchester. You're able to see a urogynecologist, a GYN oncologist, and also a minimally invasive GYN specialist right here in Kingston. And the best part of that is that if there is need for surgical intervention, such as that you would need surgery, that surgery can be performed at Health Alliance right here in Kingston. So there's no difficulty or hardship in traveling all the way to Westchester, but also that means your loved ones can visit you right here locally. So we are developing systems where we address the needs of our patients. We want to make a concierge of healthcare for our patients here in Kingston and Ulster County, so that there is an ease to get attention, medical attention, but that we address all of their needs in a comprehensive, holistic, and biopsychosocial approach.
And so people have primary care physicians, right? And then they have OBGYN specialists such as yourself. does the OBGYN coordinate, you know, in the event someone does need surgery or other treatments, does the OBGYN act as the coordinator of all the services to make sure that everyone is on the same page and talking to each other and communicating and informing the patient, so on and so forth?
Absolutely. That is such a great question, and that is so important. So yeah, so there has to be a coordination of care, and there has to be, you know, awareness of one's medical conditions. So when we do see patients in our practice, we make sure that we send all of their screening results to their primary care provider. We also stay in communication with those providers to make sure all of the needs of our patients are met. If a patient does need surgery and surgical intervention is needed, then we do send a report and we do referrals as well. So I think that one of the ways medicine works is that there is coordination of care, and that once all their providers are in sync in terms of their medical condition and how we work together to arrive at the best medical outcome for the patients.
Right. So critically important, because we were talking again before the show about, you know, if you're a lay person, right, if an individual or a family, and all of a sudden you learn that you or a member of your family has a serious health condition, very often it can be frightening. People don't know where to turn. They don't know the system. They don't, you know, they just, you know, maybe they, nor should they perhaps, but, you know, those of us who work in the medical field or public health know it fairly well, but the average lay person likely does not. So having that, you know, trusted provider such as yourself, who can make sure that that's just, you know, that that prevention and treatment is really well coordinated, is so essential.
And I think one of the things that we do is we try to keep all medical records in one place. So it's easier. And this is why we have to, you know, share this information with the PCP, so that all of the records are together. And it's almost like a concierge of such of their medical treatment. Again, we walk with our patients along the road of healthcare, and we ensure that their healthcare needs are being met. If there are insurance challenges, we have opportunities to help our patients get health insurance. And then again, as we have elevated to the platform of virtual medicine, through this global pandemic, we have understood the implications and the ease for our patients to have, you know, virtual access. So we have the opportunities for mental health services virtually. We also have the capability of providing genetic counseling virtually. And so kind of elevating to a virtual platform, but also understanding the needs of our patients, that's when the patient wins. And that's what we want. We want the patient to always win.
Exactly. So the takeaway from today's show out there, listeners, is get your well women visits regularly, preventative screenings regularly. Make sure you know, stay in touch with your provider, ask lots of questions. And Dr. St. John, if folks want to get more information about anything we've talked about today or to reach you, how do they do that?
Oh, thank you. And we are accepting patients, and we can also satisfy appointments within 72 hours. So we want to get you in, we want to take care of you, and we want to make sure your needs are met. Our phone number is 845-303-1132. You can also go to the WMC Health website. And also, we accept all insurance carriers, so you can find us on your insurance carrier website as well.
So wonderful. Dr. Shonda St. John, Chair of the Department of Obstetrics and Gynecology at Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley and Medical Director of Advanced OBGYN Associates in Kingston. Thank you so much for your incredible guidance and advice, and for everything that you and your colleagues do on behalf of our residents of Ulster County and beyond. Thank you so much.
Thank you for this opportunity.
You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Tune in next week for more great information that you can use to keep yourself, your family, and our community healthy and strong. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Healthy Ulster Radio Show from the Ulster County Department of Health. This program is a weekly community affairs presentation sponsored by the Emergency Department at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, a member of WMC Health. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us for another edition of the Healthy Ulster Radio Show next weekend.